I'm Laura Webker, and I am here with Jared Wygant, who was just named the National FFA Proficiency Winner in the Landscape Management Entrepreneurship and Placement Award area here at the 95th National FFA Convention. Jared hails from the New Bremen FFA chapter in Ohio. First off, Jared, how does it feel to be named the National FFA Proficiency Winner?
I feel very honored to be named the National FFA Proficiency Winner. I'm very grateful to be considered to be a national finalist, and I wish the best of luck to those who are competing against me, and it was a great honor to compete against them because some of them truly were very good in their areas, as well as I was.
Most certainly. It definitely takes a lot to get to the top four, as you said. And now, how did you get started in your SAE award area?
So I grew up in my family's landscape business. I'm a sixth-generation landscaper, and I'll be fourth-generation to take over the business. So I have grown up since I was little. I remember my dad pulling out the trucks out of the yard, and I would bang on the windows of the house, running down the house, begging to go with him on the job sites.
Most certainly. So it sounds like it's definitely a family affair that you kind of grew up and was born directly with. So adding to that, what would you say is your favorite part of your SAE?
I would say my favorite part of my SAE is just being outside, seeing the customer's reaction from putting my landscape design from a software into the yard is very satisfying, and giving the customer product and service that they're satisfied with, and that's of great quality.
Now, I'm sure you know that was your favorite part of the SAE, but there's also always challenges that you face. Can you tell me about one challenge and how you overcame that?
One challenge that was in particular that was actually the number one challenge in my SAE that was quite a while ago was during COVID. We did my homeschool, built an elementary school, and we landscaped that project. And we were supposed to do this retainage wall, and the architect had a bit different design of what the retainage wall was, but it looked good on paper, but it just wouldn't work in real life. So I had to work with the architect to get in the project manager and the school to get the product that we wanted to put in there approved, and also the product that they wanted to put in there due to COVID was short in supply and they could not get the product in. So we had to go multiple different routes to multiple different companies to source that product and to get it to come in and put that on there. That's when the planning of it started, was right before COVID. And then we had after COVID is when we installed, or probably about the fall of 2022 to early fall, it was right before the school started, we installed the cap. So we had to get that installed, and with during the COVID of the disease and making sure that we were socially distanced with the people and making sure that no one got sick on the job site, because it was a commercial job site and there's probably about 120 people on that particular site. So just making sure that we had all those challenges out of the way and that we're keeping everyone safe and healthy.
Most certainly. And now looking forward, how does your SAE relate to your future?
My SAE relates to my future because I will be taking over the business later on down the road, but I will be taking over the business and it's a very hard challenge for me, but I'm very excited to do so.
And now what's a lesson that you would say that you learned, or maybe something that you'd want to share with an FFA member who wants to, you know, maybe someday compete in the same award area as you?
Try to do your best and to learn the most about landscaping. Always ask the questions to people and be ambitious. Don't try to hold back any. Just try your best and keep the effort at the most maximum potential that you can. Obviously, I had a lot of years in this and my family, so I grew up around it. I knew a little bit about it before working there, so that was a huge benefit of it. But just being ambitious, and don't be afraid to try the new things. Don't be over ambitious that you say, oh, I can do this, and you can't really do it. But be confident in yourself. Don't be afraid that you can't do something that you can do. So like if it's that piece of equipment that your boss has showed you how to run, and then if you have any questions about it, ask the questions, do it safely, and then operate that piece of equipment to your best ability and just keep on practicing at it. You're not going to be perfect the first time at it. And this business is very hard because you're growing everything and you have a very short season to do so. And it's all very different.
And now, Jared, it takes a lot of support and help to get to the big stage. So who would you like to thank here today for helping you get here?
I'd like to thank my mom, and especially my dad, who owns the business and who's taught me a lot through it. Also, I'd like to thank Mrs. Holman, my FFA advisor, who helped me with this application, because I'm good at paperwork stuff a little bit, but she can help guide the confusing parts with it. She's done a lot of these. So, and also like to thank the support of my extended family and my FA chapter for getting me to this point.
Exactly. And once again, I was talking with Jared Wygant, who was just named the National FFA Proficiency Winner in the Landscape Management Entrepreneurship and Placement Award area. For National FFA, I'm Laura Wepker.